Day 12. Self-sufficiency disorder. Here's a question for you. Do you suffer from self-sufficiency disorder? That's the belief that you have to do everything yourself. And for some of us, particularly those of us who needed to be emotionally or physically independent at a very young age, or those of us who could be called survivors, we have self-sufficiency disorder. Now, this can express itself in a number of different ways. You may have people offering to help you, and you automatically, by default, turn them down. No, 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 it's okay, I got it. You may think about asking people for help, but then decide, no, no, it's better if I do it myself. You may even have people that you are paying to help you, and you're not letting them do their job because you keep thinking, no, it's just easier for me to do it myself than it is to explain to someone else how I want it. Finally, you may be so engrossed in your self-sufficiency disorder that you may not notice that help is actually available. I remember being at a really nice hotel in Atlanta because I was delivering a keynote at a conference and I had come in a day early. I wanted to de-stress from the trip and I started to look around to see if there was a Korean spa nearby. There are a lot of Korean spas in LA and I love going there and soaking in the tubs and doing the cold plunge and getting a great Korean meal and laying on the heated floor. Oh, it's so good. Very relaxing. Anyway, I checked my phone and the travel guide and I couldn't find anything. And it was no big deal. I think I just took a long shower and ordered room service. But the next day I mentioned it to a friend of mine who was there too, and she said, Sam, you're at a hotel. Why didn't you just call the concierge? That's their job. Honestly, it had never crossed my mind that just downstairs there was someone whose entire job it was to make sure that I found whatever it was I was looking for, or who could direct me or give me another suggestion. Because it turned out that while there was not a Korean spa nearby, there was a little day spa around the corner and also a float tank place not too far away, either of which would have been cool to try. Now, there is some beauty in self-sufficiency. It's good to know that you can count on yourself, that you've got the talents and skills to pull things off. But if you want things to go well, if you want things to scale, if you want to not be completely exhausted at the end of every day, then darling, you are going to have to figure out how to get some help. You are going to have to humble yourself to the experience of asking for help. And here's my strategy. Hire geniuses and pay them whatever they want. And if it's not a paid thing, just ask geniuses and give them whatever they want. And then let them do whatever they want. And then praise them and give them gifts. Surround yourself with people who are great at the things that you are terrible at. The things that you are great at, you do. You take full ownership of those things. Everything else, someone else should do. I'll put it this way. The work that only you can do, you must do. The work that someone else can do, someone else must do. Today, in your real life planner, add a who for every what. For every task or item that you write down on your could-do list, also put the name of someone who could help you if you ask them. That may be the name of a specific person, like Steve, or just a type of person, like a virtual assistant. And maybe it's even the invisible hand of the angels. The work that only you can do, you must do. The work that someone else can do, someone else must do. Are you ready for a blessing? Let's breathe. Let's inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Creator, Mother, Father God, divine love flowing through us as us, we come to you ready to be humble, ready to surrender the ego that wants to prove that she doesn't need anyone, that she can control everything, that she always knows what's best. We come to you ready to surrender our martyrdom, our cynicism, our lack of faith in the ability of others to help us. We set down our illusion of self-sufficiency and open up to a new beginning, to beginner's mind. We open up to not knowing, to asking more questions, to acknowledging our own faults and limitations without self-punishment, but with cheerful acceptance. We let people in. We open ourselves to the possibility that we may be hurt or disappointed, and to the possibility that we may be delighted. We allow others to be our teachers, to show us where we can become better leaders, better communicators, better citizens, better humans. We are so grateful for this chance to experience more grace and more good. Amen.